So the ultimate is actually the birth of a Jew. The birth of a Jew is when he's at the pure level of existence, of essence, before any development of outward expressions, manifestation, activities, before any of that thing, the main event is the birth of the Jew. It all goes downhill from there. But the fact is it all goes downhill from there, but the fact is the reason why it all goes downhill from there is because God wants us to go downhill. He wants us to bring that essence of existence, the essence of the Jewish soul, the essence of God, into every stage of development. But as we grow, we're getting further from our true essence. Okay? Generally, if we're not in touch with our true essence, and realize our mission is to invest our true essence in everything we do. But when we're not aware of that, what happens is as we grow, we get further from our true essence. So the Rebbe says, that's why the Geula redemption, which we said is the revelation of the essence of the Jewish soul, that's why the main event is the moment of rebirth. It's compared to the speck, to the moment of rebirth of the moon, not to the full moon. The full moon only expresses the fullness of revelation. It's the fullness of the moon's light. The moon didn't get any bigger. Its light that it gives off outside of itself is now at its fullest. The speck just indicates the existence of the moon. When there's no light at all, we don't know that the moon exists. It's hidden from us. Okay? So it goes from a hidden state to a state of revealed existence when it's a speck. That's the main event. Everything else afterwards, that's an expression of the existence of the moon. Everything else afterward is just light. It's just outward manifestations, revelations. That's already something outside and secondary to the actual existence of the moon. Similarly, when we talk about the rebirth of the Jewish people, when we talk about redemption, says the main event is the revelation of the essence of the Jewish soul, and the main event on the global scale is the revelation of the existence of Mashiach. The activities that Mashiach is going to do, the revelations that Mashiach is going to bring into the world, are all already, that's the follow-up, that's the outgrowth, that's already secondary to the main event. The main event is revelation of the existence of Mashiach. Mashiach being revealed, that person who the Rambam describes as a king descended from the house of David, who is engaged in the study of Torah life, his forebear David, and is involved in mitzvahs, and the whole description that the Rambam gives, when that individual goes from a state of being just a descendant of the house of David, who does all these things, to a state where he's actually revealed as Mashiach, that is the main event. The revelation of Mashiach is the revelation of the essence of the Jewish soul. And therefore, as we explained, the Rebbe says, our avodah is to reveal our essence.